D.C. statehood a racial issue? That is what some activists say. I'm Luke Lukert.
Details in the CNO Canal assault case. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Slight gains on Wall Street. The Dow is up 11 points.
It's 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Kathan. The White House says President Biden's goal of getting 70% of adults with at least one COVID vaccine dose by the 4th of July won't likely be met. CBS's David Begno reports vaccination rates are lower. There are concerns about the latest variant that's taken hold.
With just 45% of Americans fully vaccinated, health experts are worried about the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant that appears to be about 60% more contagious than the Alpha variant, which was discovered in the United Kingdom, according to infectious disease expert Dr. Michael Osterholm.
In the areas where they have large pockets of unvaccinated people, we can surely expect to see surges in cases, in some situations challenging the healthcare capacity of that local area.
We're holding patients in the ER waiting on admissions, waiting on discharges on any given day.
Craig McCoy is president of Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Only 32% of the surrounding county there is vaccinated, and COVID hospitalizations are up.
Well, the expectation is more than 47 million of us will travel for the 4th of July holiday. Jeanette McGee of the AAA says some familiar hotspots will draw a lot of people.
With the parks open, Orlando and Southern Cal are definitely back on the list at number one and number two.
The FAA now reports about 3,000 cases of passenger disruption since the first of the year. Airline workers have told the Justice Department they want tougher penalties. A Senate committee is looking into sentencing reform for drug cases. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says crack sentences can be a lot tougher than punishment for powdered cocaine.
It serves only to undermine trust in our system of justice, especially among black Americans who are six times more likely to be imprisoned on drug charges than white Americans.
A Democratic elections bill is due to run headlong into a Republican filibuster in the Senate today. Under fire, a New Jersey school board has gone back to the way things used to be on the student calendar.
Columbus Day is back on the school calendar in Randolph, New Jersey, after parents vented. In May, the board changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Italian Americans took offense. The board then removed all holiday names. The calendar simply noted day off.
I respectfully urge you to step down. Thank you.
The school board had a change of heart. It restored the old calendar, including Columbus Day. Sean Adams for CBS News, Randolph, New Jersey.
The estate of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has reached an agreement with HarperCollins for the rights to his archive. The company published his first book more than 60 years ago. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 25 points. NASDAQ is ahead 53 points. S&P 500 up 13. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can.
It's 12:03. Welcome in on to WTOP Tuesday, June 22nd. 64 degrees here in the nation's capital. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Feinstein.
And I'm Mark Lewis. The top local stories we're following today include a high-profile Senate hearing, which is underway on Capitol Hill. It's focused on legislation to make D.C. the 51st state. Let's get the latest in this live report from WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says the hearing is historic.
Because it is only the second Senate hearing on our D.C. statehood bill in the nation's history.
And Mayor Muriel Bowser has made an appeal to members of the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
We cannot emphasize enough the civil rights and full democracy of D.C. residents is in your hands.
But while the legislation has passed the House and now has 45 co-sponsors in the Senate, Republicans oppose the measure. And despite this hearing, the legislation still has no path to break what would likely be a GOP filibuster to get to a Senate floor vote. Reporting live on Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Well, as the debate over statehood continues in the Senate, hundreds of D.C. residents are rallying just blocks away from the Capitol to voice their support for the district.
Washington, D.C. is the only capital capital of a democratic nation that denies its residents a vote.
That was Alma Kuverthi with the League of Women Voters. Many activists and political leaders rallied in support of statehood, including Delaware Senator Tom Carper.
Make the District of Columbia a state, the 51st state. From Delaware, the first state. We will welcome you warmly.
Reva Perry with D.C. Vote says statehood is a racial issue.
And when D.C. becomes Douglas Commonwealth, we will be the first black state in the nation. They do not want a black state in this union.
Opponents have suggested a compromise of adding the majority of D.C. back to Maryland, where they will receive congressional representation. In downtown D.C., Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
We are learning new details this afternoon in the arrest of a man charged with assaulting and indecent exposure along the Scioto Canal.
Charging documents in Maryland federal courts say Jose Edmundo Sanchez grabbed one woman, pushed another, and exposed himself to a third in the span of 1 week along the Scioto Canal. He was arrested Wednesday when he propositioned an undercover park police officer and exposed himself. Police say Sanchez admitted to all the incidents and matched the description of the man that all three women saw. He's made his first appearance in federal court. Sanchez has been released until trial in order to stay away from the Scioto Canal. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A 29-year-old high school tennis instructor is facing three felony charges of taking indecent liberties with a child in Fairfax County. Police say the man, Rafael Rally Diocno of Falls Church, was having an illegal sexual relationship with a student at George Mason High School. Police want to hear from anyone else who might have had a similar relationship with him. He's being held without bond.
Transportation officials in Maryland warned there would be a cost for taking planned tolls for I-270 out of a long-range plan, namely $6 billion in private funding. Money that won't come from revenues generated by the toll roads will have to come from the state if they want to replace the American Legion Bridge. The Maryland Department of Transportation will be submitting a revised package of plans to the Transportation Planning Board at its July 21st meeting.
Coming up here after traffic and weather.
A quarter of Virginia's trash comes from out of state. Where's it coming from? I'm Matt Small.
1207.
Federal agencies are modernizing their IT systems like never before, but cyber threats are targeting your workforce, the computers, networks, and cloud applications they use every day. Palo Alto Networks offers an end-to-end security solution that helps governments gain centralized visibility and control over their systems, critical infrastructure, and sensitive data, no matter the location. To learn how Palo Alto Networks can solar-proof your network, visit paloaltonetworks.com/us-federal.
Team USA is training hard and ready for the Olympic Games. And so is Jacob.
Woo! I've got my lucky shirt and Xfinity Flex.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's family got Xfinity Internet with the best Wi-Fi.